Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you. If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Laura Mora.
Godfrey.
Godfrey's here. Well, first of all, thank you for coming through. This is your first time here.
Yes, my first time. You've been saying, you got to do lip service. You got to do lip service. I said, all right, whatever.
I feel like you said you wanted to do it.
I did. I know
you've had Sarah J on, we saw.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Sarah J came to my podcast last week. Mm-hmm, yeah, she was dope. She was cool.
Yeah, have you seen her work?
No. I haven't seen. I mean, I know a lot of porn stars because I used to have porn stars come to my shows, from Lexington Steel to
I showed you the mold of Lexington Steel that I have.
Yeah, yes. Lexington Steel, Brian Pumper, all those dudes used to come to my shows. Mm-hmm.
That's not the only place
she didn't want to let me have it.
All right. Ain't that not, pause. Not on my show.
I looked at that mold, I said, there's no way. Yes, yeah. Way.
Lexington's
no
still,
way.
Yeah, Lexington's.
He has a dildo. It's like this big.
Yeah.
Girl, and it's the actual mold. It's humongous.
It's thick. I said, how?
He's been blessed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that a blessing?
This a rock bottle?
Girl, it's like that, but as thick as the top of the bottle. Mm. Yeah. Probably a little bit. Just a lux light.
I think it's thicker than that.
It's huge.
But is that really a blessing? Does anybody really want to be that big?
I don't want that.
Well, that's like a defect in your favor, I guess. that might be like defective, but it's like, oh shit.
Right.
Stephanie can't put it all in.
Well, that's the dude probably like, yeah, she couldn't take it. You know what I'm saying?
But then that's not fun for guys, though, because then they didn't get to give it.
Right.
Well, no. Well, at least they don't got a girl and the women going, oh, yeah, shit. When someone's saying, oh, his dick's so big, the old dude's like, damn, I feel bad.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Hell yeah, you couldn't take that shit.
Wouldn't you rather have a little dick that could fit and you come and have a great time than a big dick that no one can take? Because then you're not having sex.
Huh? It's just painful then.
What?
Yeah, because if a girl's like, I'm sorry, I just can't take it.
I'd rather swing the Excalibur. Are you kidding me?
Somebody will take it.
I had an accent and said, come here. I understand I am the king.
Because imagine that she can't
you
even.
You are my peasants.
You can't even suck that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that probably isn't going to be too much.
But there's porn girls that handle it though.
But then you got to find those. That's a dime.
You know how many women he's.
And
they might have a defect. They might have an abyss.
When I looked at that, I just felt it up here.
Well, I mean, those are the dudes what's so funny because when you're watching porn, you're basically as if when you've been watching porn, I was watching porn since when I got to New York, it was porn heaven. It was porn everywhere. Like,
right. Oh,
it
like was just 40 seconds
Times Square.
It was everywhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember my first, okay, I was doing just voiceover, like late 90s voiceover. It was me, Chappelle, and some other, we were doing voice for Joe's Apartment. There's a story about this dude.
Yeah, I remember Joe's Apartment.
With the cameras.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, MTV.
That was me, Chappelle, B.D. Wong, Billy West, who's an incredible voiceover. So I was still living in, I'm from Chicago, so I was still living in Chicago, but they wanted me to come down there to these voiceovers. It was a snowstorm or some shit. And then I remember Chappelle was like, hey, Godfrey, want to go? There's a strip joint right next door. I was like, what? There's a strip joint. Let's just go down there. And it was, and I was that first time in New York. I'm like, wow, there's so many porn stores. And
yeah,
we're just, I was like, yo.
Yeah. So shows.
That, it was CD.
Yeah. So that's when I really, when I got here, I mean, I saw porn every once in a while in Chicago, but I didn't really, but when I got to New York, I was like, shit, I'm going to buy a couple of these joints. That's how I started knowing Janet Jagby, Del Rio. You know, you start knowing about all the different people. Heather Hunter. Mm-hmm. Man, Heather Hunter's been to my show before.
Heather Hunter's amazing. She's a photographer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's, and I used to be like, Heather Hunter, yo. I remember one time, I've been hit on by porn people, but I know them. I go, nah, I'm good. Because you know who they are. You're like, nah, I'm cool.
You never tried it?
No, nah, hell no. Because you know they work. I'm like, what am I going to do?
Do you still watch it? Like, do you still watch porn and do you masturbate?
But so, okay, so when Sarah J came on, you didn't research and like, let me go check out some of her work.
I will. I just didn't, but I'll check it out. You know, I mean, I just never, I was more into, well, I mean, it depends, but I was always more into the black porns anyway, just in general.
She has sex with a lot of black guys.
I know. Sometimes you watch that, you know, but that gets the biggest numbers though.
Black
dudes with, black gets the biggest numbers in the red states, especially because white men are watching that shit.
Is that true? Mm-hmm. That's a fact?
White men, because that's their, I'm just keeping it 100, that's their fear. Because I know some girls will be like, the white guy will ask, have you ever been with a black dude? And they'll go, they'll get mad at that. You know how you try to get over your fear by watching something?
Right.
So they probably go, God damn it, I can't take it, I have to watch it. God damn it, Jen. What are you watching? You know what I'm watching. It's the fear, God damn it. That's why I hate when they're around. Damn it.
Well, do you think that they go back, they watch to learn too?
I just think it's just, not saying like the white dudes don't have big ones, but like, I just think they go in their head, but nobody goes big white dick. Nobody's afraid of big white dick. No one's go the big white dick. Maybe it's a big black.
That's true. I like blacked. That's my favorite porn, category.
Yes. Yeah. Blacked is like, it's, yeah. People want to see that.
Because it's like, and they're fucking girls in the ass and all with these big dicks.
Right. Yeah. And they're taking, you know what I'm saying? And those girls are taking it.
Right. And they're taking it.
They're taking multiple of
but
them.
The porn thing is like that.
But I never, I don't mean to interrupt you, but that's I like seeing big dicks, but I never go for big white dicks. It's
right.
True.
It's like big white dicks don't scare you, right?
Because they're kind of pink, right?
It's true. Yeah, but
I think it's
true.
Just it's something about melanin.
It's like cute. Still.
Something about melanin. It's like, you know what it's like? When you see a dildo that's black or a dildo that's white, the black one still looks like more, it just looks stronger.
More tasty.
It looks
powerful.
Stronger.
Yeah, it's more
delicious.
And it looks, pause. I didn't say that.
And I'm like,
you guys are like delicious. I'm like, whoa, I'm not getting into the adjectives. Yeah. I'm not getting into the adjectives with you. That's for you guys. I'm heterosexual as fuck. I'm not pan, liquid, none of that shit. I'm solid.
I'm solid.
Liquid gas. I took science. I'm a solid.
So what do you watch when you watch
heterosexual?
When you watch porn, what do you watch?
I like to watch, you know, like regular sex shit. Like I like watching the black girl shit, but it depends on what kind. The black girl stuff. The black.
Oh,
black,
I thought you said black girl shit.
Don't say the S-H-I-T word.
Oh, not black girl shitting, not the verb.
Oh, God.
No, I said shit like a noun. Like black girl. I like the black porn. It depends. Some of the Asian ones be trippy. The Japanese shit be so crazy sometimes.
No, that's crazy.
Because the Japanese, I like it because they try to be creative.
Right.
It's always focused on the woman.
And they blur out the guy's dick.
They'll blur out the guy's dick out as if we don't know what that is. And, right. And then you'll see the guy going, come to the girl. She's like,
oh my.
You know what itai means? Pain in Japanese.
Okay.
So the guy's like, come together, come together.
Oh my God.
He's putting clothespins on her titties.
What's going on?
I'm not lying. They're doing they'll do like with the titties, they'll be slapping her.
No, it's really violent.
They all kind of sound the same. and the guy's like, oh my God.
I've never.
And they'll show the man here and there. The man is in and out. It's all about the focus on the woman.
Wow. Like,
right. It's a weird, they're very strange. Or they'll do this other thing where they would have these girls, because I forgot what they call it. When I was in Tokyo, they had the girls in the shorts with the socks, the school
like
dresses.
School girl. Okay. Like,
there's a name for them. And they would have these scenarios where it'd be a girl on the bus and she'd be looking around and then the guys would be like,
and then they gang rape her.
And they'd be like, they're just like finger. They do a lot of weird shit and they got the hentai.
Oh, okay.
Hentai is the animation.
And they do the bukkake too.
Oh no, I like the I know what he's talking
the
about.
Animation,
the animation.
Where they have
I like
perfect
that.
Bodies,
I watch
bodies that.
That
they wish they had.
Yeah, and it'll be like this beautiful drawing of a woman, like a cartoon, and then it's these big monster
cocks, and then and it's like the tits
crazy.
Are perfect, the ass is perfect, and it's like it's moving
and
up
it's like moving,
you know,
and
the sounds perfect,
and the ejaculations are crazy.
You know what's crazy? I was just watching about the. They did a
it's
whole profile
cool.
of this guy.
It's nice. You'll like it.
You'll like it.
He's cool. a fictosexual, right? So
what's that?
He's a fictosexual. It's in Tokyo. So what he does is he has like an anime girlfriend that is like a celebrity, but in online.
Yeah.
Like a metaverse.
And so he married her. He actually paid and had a real wedding.
With a fake person.
Yes. With like a, and he's called a fictosexual. This is, there's a lot of them now. Like there's, it's getting more popular
well,
for them to like have relationships.
Of nothing.
Right.
I mean, no, because nowadays, I don't know, not now, but it's just, there's so many ways to be accused of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, listen, with the Me Too thing, it served its purpose for people who deserve to be taken down.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's like guys like myself who actually don't touch women when they don't want to be touched, who actually talk normally. I don't talk dirty. I don't do any of that shit. I don't send dick pics, none of that shit. I'm just like,
you've never sent a dick pic?
Nah.
Not even if she asks?
I don't do any of that shit.
Wow.
Good
I just
for you.
Don't do it.
I hate so if she asks you, you'll tell her no? Them.
Yeah, I was like, nah, I don't do that.
Yeah,
I'm getting stuff sent to me, but I go, all right, but I'm not sending shit.
And that's what you say, all right.
I said, cool. I go,
I mean, cool, yeah.
I go, noise. I go, N-O-I-C, a noise. I go, that's it. I go, what do you want me to do? Go, yeah. Put that shit on my face, man.
Oh, my God.
I go like this. Nice.
But nobody's
I go,
ever.
I'll do thumbs up.
Nobody's ever accused you of anything.
No, but I. Yeah. But sometimes I've had somebody try to do that. And
really?
I go, what are you talking about? No. Because sometimes if something is consensual, and they didn't get anything else out of that. Mm-hmm. Then they go, you did that. I go, what, really?
That's nasty.
That's
a lot of how these accusations are going these days.
Not just me, my buddy. They do that. They go, he did this to me. When was this? 10 years ago. He da 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 da. Because you look at the Cosby thing, because I'm on that Cosby documentary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all over the Cosby documentary because I work for Cosby. Mm-hmm. There's people accused, but it's like, oh yeah, I believe some of the shit he did do, of course, because he kind of told on himself. On Larry King,
right,
about Spanish Fly and shit like that. But there's some that I know are lying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but all it takes is for one person to be telling the truth.
Yeah,
and
then what's fucked up is when you go, no, I didn't do that. Then they go, I bet he did do it. Once they throw that at you, they start going, he probably did rape that. You know what I mean?
That's
You'd be
terrible.
Like, no, I've never done that. I don't even talk to women that roll their eyes at me. I walk away. I don't even try. I'm very lazy. If you don't like me, I keep
it moving.
You don't like the way I was born. That basically is like the mathematics wasn't correct.
But some girls like to play hard to get to, right?
It's just I'm not into that. I'm like, I don't feel like it. I'm lazy. I'm like, if you don't like me, I just keep it moving.
I'm not gonna lie, I can't stand a guy who don't take the hint, like the energy. Like if the energy's not there, don't keep trying, because then
and men force
it is super annoying.
It's like, hey, all right, have a good day. I don't go, fuck you, bitch. I like corny shit. I go,
oh my
God. You know, like, there's going to be so many reasons, though. What if she's married? What if she did it? There's so many reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't let the ego go, well, fuck you, bitch. I'm like, do you even know what she's been through? You don't even know.
Right,
she's probably saving you from a dude that might run up on you.
Right.
She's probably saying, you don't, I look
just
at all those
alone.
Scenarios.
Yeah.
I'm a special dude. I remember doing that before. I saw a chick. I said, oh, excuse me, can I talk? I'm from Chicago, man. It's a pimp city. It's real shit. I'm like, I go up to the, you know, you go up and run, hey, excuse me, can I talk? No, I mean, just, blah, blah, blah. Oh, no, I'm not interested. That's cool. Have a good day. I remember a girl said, you're not going to even try. Go, you said no.
Right. What do you want me to make an effort?
What is this? What is this, Grease? I got shit. Am I supposed to? Is it musical? What do I look like? Because there's
you
some.
You know what I want?
You know what I want? Am I going to go like this?
That's my favorite.
That's my favorite musical.
That's me, honey.
I can watch it all day.
Okay, so what's the best song on Grease?
Dude, there's a lot.
But if you had to pick one.
Okay, okay.
The first
okay.
one.
I know which one. I know which one I picked.
7-Eleven.
Yeah, I love Grease Lightning.
I love
Grease Lightning. I like my
Grease Lightning too. I love Grease Lightning.
No, but the best song is We Go Together.
Oh, at the end is sick.
We Go Together.
Like Ding 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 a hand job? Are you out your mind?
You know what?
Come on now. What the hell y'all talking about, son? Yeah.
So I'm popular.
What if I can get you a girl like, you so good at this?
I
know the whole song too.
I really did like the slow song when she slammed a car door on his dick.
Oh yeah.
And then threw the ring at him.
Sandy.
Yeah.
I know all of them. Can I tell you real quick? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Sandy.
I met Olivia Newton-John. She was at my show.
What?
I had just finished watching the 25-year anniversary of Grease because it's my favorite musical. I was watching the interviews, blah, blah, blah. I go downtown to the Comedy Cellar. They say, yo, it was January, early 2000. I go downstairs. They say, guess who's downstairs? I said, who? Olivia Newton-John. I said, man, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Right.
I've been watching her all day today.
So
that was my first white girlfriend. I was like, Olivia Newton-John. And I went downstairs. I went on stage and I talked about Grease my whole set. And after that, she waited for me with her daughter, and I sat in the limousine with her, and she goes, that was the funniest shit I've ever had in my life. Because she's from Australia.
Right.
And she goes, oh my God. I just talked to Olivia Newton-John for a half hour.
That's dope.
That's can't amazing.
Tell me. Shit.
And if you think about all the different themes from Grease, there was like Rizzo got pregnant. Remember?
And then she didn't. Remember, and she wasn't pregnant when he was waiting for her.
She was
down.
Like, I'm not pregnant.
He's like, yeah. And Nikki's like,
false alarm.
Yeah, false alarm. Yo, that is one
No, remember when they was at the drive thru and she was like, I skipped the period. And then by the time she got to the car, he was like, so, I heard you knocked up.
And then they start spreading.
Car to car.
Oh, yeah. And then she sang the one song. When remember when Kaniki's fixing the car and Rizzo's because everybody's looking at her going, that's the
one. She's all sad about it.
Stalker Channing. Listen, the song is fantastic. Grease is the Word by Frankie Valli, written by the Bee Gees. Let's get real.
Yes.
They have a documentary on Robert Stigwood and Alan Carr, who produced it. They got two new documentaries out. I've watched them all.
I gotta watch.
I don't play.
How about we all are fans of Grease in here? That's
Grease
amazing.
Is like,
because how could you not be a fan of Grease?
But see, musicals can kind of get on your nerves because I'm like, I don't feel like hearing this shit.
Yes.
But Grease, I go, I like every single song. And they're not too long. Mm-hmm. Not, remember, they're not very long. They're like the perfect time.
Yes.
Because some musicals are like, because when I went to see Rent, I was like, man, I gotta go.
Oh, no stretch.
And it's
they
funny
say about
shit
everything,
too.
Yes. Though.
Remember,
Grease is hilarious.
Yours is hilarious.
Beauty school dropout. Go back to high school.
Frankie Avalon. Beauty school dropout.
Remember?
That's Dee Dee Khan. She's the girl.
What about when they had the prom and he was dancing with the other little fast girl and he got rid of
Oh yeah, that was in Born the Hand Job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then
the guy grabs Olivia and John and Cha Cha. I'm the champion of
She looked way older than
me. But they were all like 20
years old. Yeah, a lot older than high school
Such
students.
Such the perfect
Love
musical.
It.
Oh my
perfect.
God. Grease is the Word. Frankie Valli. We
I
take
really
the pressure
like
and we throw
too.
Away conventionality. He sang that on Soul Train. Come on now.
So good.
Don't mess with
so
me.
Good.
I got time.
Before you came in here, we were having a discussion, right?
Okay.
What is it like to sleep with a comedian? Now, of course, you guys are not a monolith. You guys are not a monolith, of course, right? But do you have funny thoughts? Because I have to, in my head, think you're thinking of material all the time.
No, actually, no, man. You know, because sometimes you'll get people thinking, don't be making jokes about me. I'm like, I'm not. I can compartmentalize.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
have you ever had, though, some jokes in your head while you were having sex?
Tell us. Yeah. When you're kissing, you clang teeth.
That is.
And you know you want to stop and go, come on now. You know how this shit hurts.
You're
like, ah, shit. Let me just keep going.
Yeah.
Or the stomach sound. Like, and you keep it moving, but you're like, come on, let's stop and laugh. That shit was funny as fuck. Come on now. I know you didn't fart. So, because I felt. You know, especially when you sweat. Or when the or when you're dripping and this.
When she squirt.
No, not the squirt. That's always done. Sweat. That's always amazing. But when the sweat hits her in the eyes, like, ah! You think it's you. Like, but you think it's you, but it's the sweat that hit her eye, but you think you're tearing it up.
She's
but
crying.
It's the sweat. Like, ah! You're like, yeah, we'll flip.
That
yeah,
fucking we'll happens.
Yeah, we'll flip.
Oh my God, I can't imagine. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, we'll flip. I mean, you take it. You try to be as serious as you can. You do your best.
I feel like sex should be fun, though.
Yeah.
Like, you should, I think so. Here's what's funny. I love sex with the TV on. That is fantastic. No, love it.
I like having sex with porn on the TV.
Nah, I don't like that shit.
I don't like having sex with the TV on because sometimes what's happening on TV does not sync up with what's happening on the
It's fantastic. Let me tell you why TV is good sometimes. Especially if if it's like Law and Order. It's always.
But what if it's like Oz?
I'm looking.
Sometimes in your head, you know, like, oh, they're going to court right now. I like when random TV is on. The worst is when religion pops off. You're like, shit. And right, the Lord said this publication.
And you're like, oh, God.
Oh, that's that middle of
or when you turn off the lights and the TV light is dope. Sometimes it's because it's different commercials.
No, I like
your body looks different.
I like that too.
Sometimes TV. I like TV.
I can't have the volume on. And I actually, if the TV's on and it's too much, I turn it off.
Really?
I like TV. I like having porn on the TV because it makes me come faster from looking at it.
Really?
Like, yeah. It
so that
makes
means
me
it's not
excited.
The person you're
it's
with.
It's not the person.
Porn.
It's your,
that's fucked up.
You're pitching yourself.
I don't know.
Oh, well. Oh, damn. So you go, I need to watch Lexington Steel while you and your bullshit going on.
It might, like, he could be either eat my pussy for 20 minutes or three.
Right.
Oh, wow.
He'd probably rather do it for 20.
I don't watch porn with people. It's myself.
This is my alone time.
I don't watch it with a chick. That's going. I watch it because I'm like, I have to go in my dungeon.
But wait, hold on, Gabby. Would you rather, if you're with a woman, right? Would you rather eat her out for 3 minutes or 20 minutes if you had a choice?
I go long anyway. So
20 minutes. See, I'd rather last longer.
I eat for a long time. It's cool. I don't mind that. You know what I'm saying? Especially if they like it, if they don't like it. Because a lot of times people say, oh, he wasn't saying. I said, did you talk to him? Did you tell him what you like? You can't just, because we guess. We guess.
Right.
Because you go, okay, I'm going to be real. You guys have holes, okay? Let's say, fuck the vagina, fuck the medical terms. You have holes, right? Mm-hmm. You got holes.
A couple.
And you go in your head, you go, okay, the clit's out there, I think. Everybody's clit's built differently. Okay, I'm going to go down there and make some guesses here. All right? Take my tongue. I'm going to tap it right there. And she should tell me the speed. And the intensity of it. Let me know something. I'm just guessing. Sometimes if you kiss somebody in the ear, they go, I don't like that shit. Good, thank you. Tell me.
Right.
Back
right.
of the neck. You like that? No, I don't like. Okay, cool. Some people have dead titties. They don't have nothing there.
Right.
Some women like it.
There, like,
some people like side boob sucking. It varies. Hmm. Oh, yeah. Side boob shit.
I never heard that. Side boob.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you like your own nipple suck?
Rub
side
yes, boob? I do.
You do?
Yes. Some women don't know how to stimulate dudes. They can talk all this shit about guys. But sometimes you're just sitting there doing nothing yourself. Sometimes little touches help the guy, too. But
we
you don't
just think
do
that
it.
If you're hard, you like it.
What you say? Bullshit.
But that's what women will think. Like, he's hard. He likes it.
No. I don't. Because you guys have this thing. Oh, you just want to fucking leave. Nah. Some dudes get stimulated by certain things, too. Mm-hmm. You know? But then if you're just sitting there, you guys, wow, she's not doing it.
Besides the nipple, what else stimulates you?
It depends on how they kiss you, too, on the neck and stuff like that. It depends.
You like them to lick in your ear and stuff.
Licking the ear. Some people have weird tongues. You're like...
But as an adult, I don't like a tongue in my ear.
It depends on how they do it. It's nothing wrong with communicating. Like, oh, what do you like when, okay. And you'll know, just communicate. When you don't communicate, then you're like, oh, you didn't even know what to do. Well, you didn't tell them.
Right.
You should be a GPS for the motherfucker.
What do you think about asking to do something before you do it? Because.
Well, nowadays you need to. shit.
You need but I'm saying if you're having sex.
Nowadays, you need a waiver.
If you're having sex, do you say like, is it okay if I...
What'd you say?
Men are so stressed out.
We are stressed. I don't even, I don't really look at women in the street anymore. Now, I mean, I was never ignorant with it, but I don't really look. I just keep it moving. I'll be looking ahead like two models on the runway. All right. I'm cute too.
No,
shit.
Let's go.
I used to like, you know, you'd be like, you know, another guy be like, yo, nice. I don't catcall. I never catcall. No, I'm not a catcall. I don't do that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I like sex like the next person, but I'm not disrespectful. I just don't. Yeah. Yo!
And when does that ever work, like that. Really?
What's that?
Does that ever work?
Yeah, it does. That's why I keep doing it.
Listen.
I had my degrees in psychology. I was a female psych major in college. And whatever behavior is reinforced, it's going to continue.
Right.
Why do you think people beg? I'm saying they make 50 grand that. Untaxed money in New York. The average panhandler makes 50 grand. Now, if people never, ever gave them money, they'd get a job. But you reinforce it with giving them a dollar. You're like, oh shit, it's working.
No, like when
somebody goes, hey yo. Some girl was like, hey yo.
Yeah.
And it worked.
And
my way might be corny. I might say, excuse me, blah, blah, blah. Oh, he corny. She might like the yo ma.
Nah.
Yo ma.
Some girls
be like, well, come over here and talk to me.
When I was a kid, you know, and I started, you know, turning into a beautiful girl, a young lady,
yes.
You know, and I started getting attention from guys.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time I got offended. This, like, somebody just, he smelled bad. He was just terrible trying to talk to me. And I told my friend, I'm like, what makes her think that he has a chance with me? And he's like, Steph, you can't win the lotto if you don't play. Like, somebody's going to talk back to him.
It's the truth. Mm. But the fact is he has confidence.
So ever since then, I'm like, understand.
I've seen homeless dudes talk to women. You know how confident you got to be?
Yeah,
you come out of a cardboard box, like, lady, looking good.
After that, I'm like, all right, I understand.
Looking good in the
right, like, you never know what chance you're going to get.
You got the homeless voice, too, and you're like, this. I just want to let you know. You give me a dollar, I take you out.
You give me a dollar, I'm gonna spend it on you.
You know, there's dudes with mansions that can't talk to women, but brothers be digging in their ass, going, "Listen, lady,
nothing to lose." But, now, God, what about women trying to talk to you?
You know what's so fortunate? Even in college, there was a chick that I was digging like a motherfucker. She was like the alpha sweetheart. You know, the alphas had their little sweetheart court. She's the alpha sweetheart. I was like, damn, that girl's dope, blah, blah, blah. Then I found out she was digging me and I got it. It was easy for me. I was like, oh, cool. My boy was like, yo, she's tough. I was like, so I got lucky where I got hooked up, sort of. Because I was told you I'm lazy. I don't.
So you've always been lazy.
I've been lazy. Like, I was like, yo, who's your friend? Oh, yo, tell her. Okay, cool. I had it easy, sort of. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But what about like even on the street?
Girls call me, it's cool. It depends on how they do it. Because sometimes you get girls that are too aggressive. You're like, she must be a crackhead.
You know what?
She wants that shit.
She has a drug problem.
It's too easy.
What works? Like, what do you like?
I don't mind if someone comes up to me. Because now, you know, come on, Angie. We're all in the spotlight. So
yeah, everybody
now,
knows you.
She's like, hey, blah, blah, blah. It depends on the conversation. And in my head, I go, damn, she's nice. You know, if it's my type, I go, well, hell, this is great. You know?
I'm here for this.
But it depends on how you do it. It's like people approaching you like saying they love your comedy. I know niggas be like, yo, man, make me laugh. I'm like, fuck you, dude. But if they go, yo, man, love what you're doing, you're like, hey, man, I appreciate it. It depends on the conversation. Yeah. Depends on the energy you bring it. Because some cats come at you because they insecure and they see you in person. They're like, yo, yo, fuck, man. You know, they don't know how to come at you because it's insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
But some come at you, go, hey, oh, man, I love what you do. And you're like, oh, I like the way he did it. It's a sales pitch, man.
Mm-hmm.
You're pitching yourself. Here's the product. Here's my pitch. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate coming up to a group of women. I hate that shit.
Really?
There's two or three that are going to be hating on you. It just always happens that way. You'll be like, ah, this nigga, who's this nigga? You know,
and you come up there,
hey, ladies, how are you? I just want
to
say I'm digging your friend.
Is that true? If we were out and somebody came up to the group, you think any one of us would hate?
I mean, some girls will be looking like.
Yep. Thank you.
We are the group of people you're with, like the group of friends you're with, because there is some group of friends that have you know, low key hating vibes. Like,
but you why an apple will mess up a man forever.
Yeah, because I when I see a group of women, I sit there and I don't move. I'm like, fuck that. I don't move because I just don't want to deal with. And it's stereotyping because you're so it's conditioned responding because you're going. I've been through this scenario too many times.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm good. I'm gonna sit and just enjoy them. Look over there, unless they say, "Hey, yo, that." But other than that, I'm just like, "Nah, I just don't want it," because I know me, and I don't want to be like, "Hey, someone say something, pop off, and be like, yo, miss, I ain't even talking to you," because I'm not the one to go talking to you like
that. And then they really don't like you.
No, I don't mind that because there's plenty of ass on the planet. Right. I don't.
Now, what if you were talking to a girl, she with a group of her friends, and then you offer to buy her a drink? Do you offer to buy everybody?
No. Although girls are like. Oh, I'm thirsty. I'm like, hey, there's a water fountain right Excuse there me. With your friend.
Right. But what about, but you know, now lately I'll be out with my friends and if a guy come by and he offers to buy me a drink, like my girls get an edit, like he's supposed to buy all of us a drink. And I'm like, why am I going to force him? If the dude come talk to you,
my thing is that's just non-confident girls. You should have girls that go, yo, that's what's up. Boom. You don't need a drink from him. That's she was saying,
if we're sitting at a table and someone comes and offers Angela a drink, I wouldn't expect for him to buy us all a drink.
Exactly. That's real women. But, that's real confident
but
women.
He does get like a plus plus plus. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't have to happen, but I'm okay. So if he come offer me a drink and just get me a drink and I'm with a group of my friends, okay. But if he offered me a drink, but also your friends, that gives me a little more, you know. That's player. It's like, okay.
Maybe he's getting all y'all drinks. Say, you never know.
Let me see. Right. This one say no. Yeah, maybe slip up.
We might need backup.
Let's just say
there's four girls sitting at a table at dinner. Can you send one of them a drink over from your table? Or do you feel like that's rude?
Next round.
No, it's not rude.
Yeah, it's got
it. It can be next round or it can be just one. This is for the lady right there. Just want
to... Whatever she's having, that one person.
Whatever she's having. There's nothing wrong with that.
And then we're like,
One time, Angela took us out to dinner and someone sent us a bottle of champagne to her.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah, or they sent a bottle for the table.
But wait, wasn't there... There was a guy with...
And she was on a date with somebody else.
What?
Yes.
I wasn't on a date, but there was a guy with us at the table. But it wasn't a date, but he didn't know that.
Okay. Right.
So he sent a bottle over to the table, and the guy who was with us actually got mad and was like, he don't know if I'm with, you know.
Oh, he mad because he like you.
The guy felt disrespected because he felt like you don't know if we're together, so the guy sent over a bottle.
But you weren't together.
No, we weren't. Mm-hmm. But he didn't know that. Like some
the other guy didn't know.
No,
that. No. Right. So, but him getting mad is he's in his feelings.
Well, then the guy came over to the table and everybody talked and it was fine. But he just felt like, don't try to punk me because you don't know if I'm with one of these.
No, but why is he getting mad? You know, he's sitting with a group of girls.
Yeah. So that's like you sitting with us and Anthony sending over a bottle and you taking it personally.
I would not get mad at all. What are you getting mad for?
You'd be like, where's my glass?
That's insecurity. And he likes one of you guys. Mm-hmm. It's insecurity. And who are he? Who is he? There's three women here. And he goes, sent you a bottle.
You can't be dating all of them. So
you could. It could be. I mean, it could be polygamy. I don't know. But what are you getting mad about?
Right.
So there's somebody he likes in that group and he's upset. Nobody's punking him. I'll be chilling. Because if anything, the girl that likes you, she's going to like you. She's going to act accordingly. She gonna be like, I appreciate that, but this is my dude.
But it just shows
watch people's behavior.
Right.
Even if the person goes, yo, hey ma, blah blah blah. Let's say you my girl. Someone says some crazy shit. I expect you to handle your shit.
Right.
Handle your shit because he's wanting me to step to do something to me. But if you handle your shit, I'm good.
Right.
If you handle it and go, hey, that's da 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 da. I'm good. I don't have to do this shit.
I wouldn't even want my man to do that. Like, I wouldn't want to be with somebody that every time something happens, they get confrontation. I would rather you let me handle it. And if it feels like I can't, then you
step in. That's different. Yeah. Exactly. It's all logical shit. Mm-hmm. But you know, our culture, has always been built up. And look at even from our music, it's always been built up. Like, I'm going to take your woman. I'm going to take your man.
Yeah.
That's all about
like,
disrespect.
It's cool taking somebody's boyfriend.
It's never like
boyfriend.
Respect. We don't have a lot of respectful shit. We don't build them. Our culture is not respectful at a lot of times. It's not about, oh, that's your, well, my bad. It's all about, yo, man, fuck that dude.
I'll take your bitch.
All the videos used to be like that.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. That approach doesn't work with me.
Which one?
Like, I have a man. Take you. Fuck him. Like, I got you. Let me level you up or let me upgrade you. Like,
don't block your blessing.
Like, bruh, the dick is good.
Okay. Like, I feel like this. If I tell a guy, oh, no, I have a boyfriend, that means that I'm not interested.
Why can't you have a friend?
I'm just trying to be your friend.
Be like, able to fuck you and be your friend, though, and getting that ass.
You know what my response is when I say that? If I was your girl, would you want me to have a friend like?
Yeah, that's what you said.
Right. Or what if a guy, like, oh, yeah, you tell right. a guy I have a boyfriend and he's like, I'll take both of y'all out.
That's he go both. He like this. Oh, I include everybody.
I'm paying.
No, I got a bottle for you and your man.
That's good. But, you know, I'll be a little taken aback.
But then you got that too. Some cats will be like, no, I'm talking about your man.
Actually, I wanted it to go out.
Yo, I'm talking to your man's man. No, you look good, but your man's is on fire right now.
But your man, he's buff.
You know what I mean? It's like a lot of, it's just all about how you handle it, man. Because no dude is in the mood to, I don't know what these do. He might be with his boys. I'm not trying to get fucked up. I'm human. I like my life. But how are you going to handle it? You know what I mean? But if it gets too disrespectful, you got to step in. You have no choice.
Now, let me ask you this. Since you don't really drink, right? Mm-hmm. Can you date somebody who drinks a lot? Or have you?
Drinks a lot as an alcoholic?
Not alcoholic. No,
as long as you can handle your shit.
Every now and then.
Every now and then. Not if it's every day, it's like, oh, we need rehab.
Have you ever heard of these 12 steps?
I knew a girl like that, model chick that I was dating and shit. And she would be like coming to like my show and be around and then be loud because she was tall, pretty much. And I'm like, and she'd be loud. I go, yo, sit your ass down.
Sit your big ass.
Fuck are you doing? Like, I told her one day, I said, sit your ass down. We get it. You're a model. We get it. You drink and you get loud. Shut the fuck up. Seriously. That's embarrassing.
I'm doing this still.
I'm like, and I wasn't, it was like, it was too many times. It's like, yo, sit the fuck down. Do that for me. Right. We get it. You're a model. Right.
Okay,
get it.
We got it.
Everybody get it. It's New York. No one cares.
Done.
Stop. What is this shit?
Like, what about her? What about her calling you drunk?
Do what you do best. You're a model. Shut up.
Yeah. Oh. Listen, what about her?
Right.
What
about her? It's just one particular person. Not all models. Remember, not all of
don't
them.
Don't shut up in my
business. I say, do what you do best. Keep quiet.
Yeah.
Pose. The fuck. It's like you turn Italian. What the fuck is this, all right? Sit down, Kate Moss. Whatever you fucking are. Perlington. The fuck out of here.
What about her calling you drunk?
Calling me drunk.
Like, you guys have a long distance situation, and you know, when she out with her friends and she
gets
drunk.
That's fine. When they're fun having, they call, I get drunk. You get drunk calls. Like, what are you doing? Or they get drunk FaceTime.
Coffee,
where you got? And I'll be like, that's cute. Listen,
like, who you with?
When you do that and you know where you're at, that's different. I don't ever judge. You smoke weed, that's fine. I knew another chick.
Okay.
Another like a model chick.
Oh, you like model chick?
No. She was just. I saw her at a party one time. I was like, damn, she's nice. You know what I mean? Boom, boom, boom.
It was easy enough.
I didn't say nothing. I just said what's up to her. Boom, kept it moving. She had a mean ass face, but she was fine. And I was like, ah, fuck it. And then one day, Artie brought her over to the comedy club. I said, yo, there goes that chick again. What the fuck? And I was like, yo, hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, damn, that's that chick. I saw that Lenny Kravitz joint. Chick. You know, and then she came back on her own to find me.
Now, wait a second.
And then that was a big mistake because she ended up being a fucking,
But Artie bought her, but that was just his friend.
But Artie knows so many women anyway. Okay. Artie just knows. Oh, my God. That's why you got to bring Artie here.
Now that I think about it, you did used to have a whole bunch of models at that show.
We always did. Like, Artie especially knew more. Because me coming from Chicago to here, Artie, when I met Artie, we would party every day. Like, we go to Life and all the spa, all that. We would do our shows and party, but only Sunday through Thursday. Friday and Saturday was for the Bridge and Tunnel people. We were the middle
during
of
the week, right?
During the week shits, you know what I mean?
I still feel like that. I feel like Friday and Saturday is for the regular bums. People.
Yeah. Sunday through, you do Gold Bar, you do Spa,
Monday,
you do
Tuesday.
Lotus, you do. We did all them. We had Stretch's place, Reach. We do all the different
that's
parts.
That's definitely New York rules.
Yes. And yes. That, so it was all, I already knew so many models and shit. So then, you know, every once in a while, you know, you'd be like, oh, girl right there. You know, but this girl ended up being like, so I don't mind the weed thing. I don't mind any of that.
Right.
But when it's over the top.
Anything.
Over the top.
She had a cocaine problem.
Nah, this one didn't. But I had someone that's done cocaine, and I was like, nah, I'm cool on that shit. First of all,
I don't even, but
sometimes they don't
no,
tell
but
you.
That model life and, you know, being in the industry.
Trying to stay skinny. But then me, I'm like the health dude, so they hide it from me because I'm like the health dude.
Okay.
I'm vitamins.
But you can't hide that. You can taste it.
Yeah.
You could taste cocaine.
I've never tasted cocaine. I don't know.
I don't know what it tastes like.
Can you tell me what the cocaine tastes like? What do you taste like? You're a liar.
I know you know
that good Colombian Bogota Medellin shit.
Yeah.
I just feel like, you know, I've traveled, you know, and I feel like in LA it's like a normal thing doing cocaine.
Well, especially with white girls.
Yeah. And just being in the business is like a normal thing. No,
that's
you know?
True.
But I'm from New York, and the generation I grew up in, you're a crackhead if you do coke.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I used to go to the bathrooms with white girls to watch them do coke. Right. I just wanted to see it. They like,
all the girls in the line for the bathroom. That's so
I would always go just to watch them do cocaine, listen, not to do any sexual thing. I would just go, yeah,
let me see how this happens.
I don't judge anybody who does it, you know, because
that's their business, but when it's too much.
It's not for me. Yeah.
I mean, you have a deviated septum. That's a little fucked up.
The first time somebody offered me cocaine was in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember being in Italy. This fucked me up.
LA.
When I was in Italy, I was like at a Dolce & Gabbana. My friend worked for Dolce & Gabbana. And we were in Rome. And we were just chilling at this party. And it was real nice. And that food was banging. I was like, yo, prosciutto. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And then cocaine came on the plates.
It's like when you're from New York, it's like, oh shit. And it's like a normal thing for everybody.
Normal, regular,
listen, back in the days when I used to hang out, like, you know, Lotus and you know, like the after hour spots, like Richie them after hour spots. Like, to me, like, I was never offered. It was always done around me. Yeah. No one ever, but in LA, it was offered to me, but in the weirdest way. It was like, they came up, they was like, yo, you want some Red Bull? And I was like, yeah, I'll take a Red Bull. Homegirl was like, she don't want no Red Bull. I was like, I do want a Red Bull. She was like, no, you don't.
Oh.
And he was like, oh, but he did have a tray.
Codes.
But it was a Viola tray. So, I'm not putting Red Bull. I've never.
Right.
And he was like, but she said she won a Red Bull. She was like, no, she don't. She don't know what you see. He walked away. She was like, girl, don't ever in LA. Not somebody with a tray in their hand.
I never heard that.
Asking you for Red Bull. I'm like, I'm thinking he offering Red Bull for the vodka that's on the table.
See, in Chicago, this white girl came up to me in the club and she was like, hey, you like to party?
That's like from movies where white people go, man, you like to party, bro.
You like to party, bro. You know what that means. That is like the all-American line.
Hey, man. Like to party.
It's still getting done.
Yeah, by the way, I was like 22 years old. So the woman was like, I mean, yeah, it's cool. You know, I'm here.
Right. You think they were come out with a cake? Hey, man, I got cake and balloons.
No, if somebody asked me,
and then she goes, you like to party, And I was like,
you like to party, you know, especially if it's a white person. Hey, man.
I was so confused. And then she goes, do you like coke? And I was like,
do you like coke? Do you like coke? Do you like coke? Take some. Shut up.
Cocaine.
Let me tell you why I could never do cocaine. I've tried weed before. I'm not good at it. I don't understand with weed when people will you know, up and around it all, you know, everybody's around it and they smoke and they start coughing.
That means you hit it too hard.
And they be like, but they do this. Hell yeah, dog. No, hell no. You just coughed up a lung. You just coughed.
That's good.
Coughing in the body means something is wrong with
the lungs.
Like
it.
And you're passing the same thing that
caused
you to cough.
That means
that shit is good.
That's that good shit. Drug use is fucked up because you see the effect and still want some.
I'm not going to lie.
Why is there more than one crackhead is what I want to know.
I agree.
Why is there more than one crackhead? Who saw the first crackhead and said, how do I get like that?
I want to be like that.
No, the one porn with his drawers off, digging in his ass with the shit around his mouth.
Stealing
I want some.
From everyone.
I want to lose stealing my family TV. And my life and have no teeth and white lips. How do I get that? Whoever's a crackhead, fuck you for being weird.
Right. I mean, they ain't tell you how good that weed was, so you hit it thinking you hit it. Nah.
Because they always say, God, you ain't hit it right. I didn't cough. I think this is good right. weed.
I don't smoke weed.
Why does it happen?
I will take some gummies. I will take some edibles, but I will not. I can't really smoke
weed. I'm not
weed.
Fucking with edibles ever. I had a girl do that. Yeah, take this edible.
Here, have a gummy.
They trick you with the candy. I'm like, gummy, babe. No, my shit was a little lollipop. I remember I was in Denver. Lollipop. It's a gummy and he was a dude looked like Shaun White. You know, the skateboarder, the surfer, the snowboarder.
Yeah.
He was like, bruh. Got a lot of good stuff, man. A lot of good stuff, man. A lot of potent stuff. Be careful, bro. And I remember this dude had a little hat, and all I saw was his mouth. Listen, man, it's going to be a lot of stuff's potent, bro. A lot of stuff's potent. I was like, so I got gummy bears, right? I got all of it. Because I said, let me start doing it. Maybe I can get into that culture.
Right.
You know, I was like, I'm going to do some gummy bears. You know, I'm going to do the chocolate bar. Let me get that chocolate bar shit.
Yeah, that.
You know, when you pick the shit. Oh, shit. Let me get that. Let me get that lollipop. So it was a little lollipop, small. And he goes, dude, don't sleep on the size of the lollipop, bro. It's potent as fuck. Mm-hmm. Then he goes, lick it slow. I go, pause. Don't talk to me like that. That's how heterosexual I am. I'm like, nah, don't tell me lick nothing all slow. Right, just say be careful.
You can't really eat a lollipop gangster anyway.
First of all, how do you lick a lollipop
gangster? Lick it slow.
Like, yo, dog.
Well, how
good?
Do you suck a lollipop gangster?
Suck a
lollipop.
Pause on that, too.
You
got to
just leave it in your mouth and have it sticking out the side.
Nah, you know what I do? I bite that shit. I'm a man.
How many licks do it take to get
like the whole thing?
A one, a two,
a three. Yeah, exactly, like the owl and shit. Right. I didn't even lick it.
And we go straight to three.
It's like, how
I'm lighting this bitch.
How are we eating popsicles? I don't even understand what we're supposed to do.
Popsicles.
Remember when I'm tripping on the side? You like that?
I was just in the supermarket and I saw a bunch of popsicles and I was like, no.
No, I remember girls would do that in front of dudes. They'd be like on the bomb. They'd be like, and dudes would be like,
Skyrocket from when we were kids.
But when you were little, but
the
I look at it as a grown man, I go, I will never.
Or a pudding pot, maybe.
Pudding pot. You see, here it comes. The pudding pot. Listen, you know what I would do?
Pause to the hands.
Yo, you know what I do? Fuck yeah, pause.
You did that pretty good.
It was
like
right
that motion.
This was in the way. I had a barrier. And then it was not even directly towards my mouth. I know what I'm doing. You want to see tendencies? I ain't got no tendencies.
You waiting for that moment.
All of this, that's what I know. But... So I'm like, if I get a popsicle, I'll break it off of my hand and go like sunflower seeds. Fuck that. Yeah. I'll take the brain freeze just to preserve manhood.
What about the glizzy? You eating hot dogs?
I mean, what?
Hot dogs.
Yeah, hot dogs. How you eat hot dogs?
Hot dog?
They call it a glizzy now.
I don't eat hot dogs in public, man.
You see? No glizzy.
I'm going to, yeah, I don't do that shit. I'm like this, bro.
A banana.
No, I eat my dogs like this, son.
But I love hot dogs.
Hot dogs. I love me some hot dogs.
Because once that you watch them, too,
you
see
it's
with
eyes. Do you eat it regular, or do you try to be like, you know, come on.
No. Okay, <yeah. laughs>
You know what I mean? That's all that shit. I don't, you know.
Wow.
When I got that lollipop, I ate it like the whole thing. The whole thing I did, because I was like, man, fuck that. Chomped I'm eat that whole thing. I ain't licking nothing slow.
Too. And then
in my head, I was like, I ain't nothing slow. Fuck that dude. Ate that shit. Here's the problem.
Gone. But then
I never, ever will eat an edible again. I was sitting there. I remember I was watching Kung Fu movies. And I was watching the El Rey Network. That's Robert Rodriguez. That's his network. I don't think they have it on the East Coast. But it was like all Kung Fu movies. I'm watching this shit. This was like 4 years ago. And here's the problem with edibles. You forget you ate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
So I didn't remember.
What the fuck is that?
I didn't remember. And I was like this. I was like, man, fuck that edible one. Shit, dude. I'm good.
Right.
So I'm watching the Kung Fu movies. Right? And I was like, duh, I need to get this remote. The remote's over there. Let me go get that shit.
Stuck.
I'm not even exaggerating. I was like this. Man, I gotta go get that remote. I can't. get it. And I was like, oh, what the fuck is wrong?
Right.
Oh, shit. Oh, my heart's pounding. I was like, this. Oh, my legs. I was like, I gotta get the remote. I'm like, oh. I was like, what the? And I was scared. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Then I was like, in my head, like, oh, shit, I should have licked it slow. I should have listened to that motherfucker. It was the lollipop. The lollipop. The lollipop. 3 hours, I was fucked up like this.
No, and that's the thing. It lasts so long.
I'm not even bullshitting. I was like, this, oh shit.
That's why I don't do Edibles either.
Yeah.
That's how.
And
you be praying for it to be over. You're like, I just want to feel normal again.
I'm sorry, God. Lord. And then it just ends. You're like, I will never. You remember when the Hulk finished smashing everything and he's back?
Right.
Dr. Banner. Yes. It's a mess. Why is everything destroyed? I have my little beat up pants on.
So yeah. I guess you never try shrooms.
What is that like? What
are shrooms?
I haven't tried shrooms.
Shrooms are great.
Shrooms.
Why? Why?
I haven't tried it.
They don't make you see things. But
they do. They make you really vivid.
Makes
everything funny.
No, they say it's great. I don't know. Like the lights.
I haven't tried it. I like to. I just need to be around the right people.
Will they make you feel nauseous?
No.
No.
You feel.
Well, no, it can. It can. So what it is. So this is why I think.
Psychedelic shit.
The reason why you could do it is because all it is poisonous mushrooms. So
it's. Oh, thanks.
But thanks, I'm saying it's natural.
It's just poisonous mushrooms.
It grows that way, though.
Yeah,
it grows like that.
But it grows out of the ground, so that's really how you get it. It's not like they have to like make
and
it.
And I love mushrooms just in food and stuff like that.
They don't like
that.
Make it.
So here, what it is, you got to microdose it. Just do a little bit. Do a little bit. Because
I got some. You want to try?
I don't really do anything, but like that I can do because it's really fun. Like, right. And then it wears off pretty quick, and you don't have any after effect. Like,
really, there's none.
There's no after effect. Like once it's gone, it's like after a couple hours, you're fine.
It's not like acid, which stays in your spinal fluid forever.
It's done.
That's why I like mushrooms too. Like Ange said, it's natural from the earth.
Go away, you know.
It's from a piece of the gods of the earth.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so mushrooms, you done them?
Yeah.
Several times. Yeah. I'll
do it with you. The one thing I like that, and I do. Right. I will do some gummies and like some little.
Good for you guys.
But I do very little. Like I also am very aware of not doing too much, so I'll take a little bit.
And because I don't like feeling funny.
I don't like body.
You know when you're sick. You know when you're sick and you have a stomach flu. That's what I think doing drugs is like.
That's how I feel about alcohol.
I don't like that feeling. I like what I feel
now.
But
maybe insurance
would be good for you.
I just like this. Like this. How I feel right now.
Alcohol makes me sick.
You know. Let me ask you this. Since you don't drink, you don't really smoke, you don't really do anything. What is your addiction?
Yeah. What's your vice?
What is my vice?
Models.
No. I like. Women that aren't models? Shit.
No, that was a joke.
They just happen. But yeah.
I had to bring it back.
I know.
You mentioned like four that you know.
I like, my advice, it might be, maybe it's women sort of.
It might be. Because that's usually what it is. When people don't do those other things. Like,
yeah, it's women. It's something. And, yeah, but I like to spend a lot of time on myself though. I like to be left the fuck alone. You know, but I like women, but I like to be left alone
you
too.
Like peace.
What's your sign?
July 21st, Cancer Leo. Right there on the edge. But I like being left the fuck alone. I'm a kind of a scarce dude in general. That's why if somebody says, oh man, he just kept calling me, I said, you're lying. Because I don't call anybody.
Call anyone.
I don't call people like that. I'm not a bothersome dude. That's my problem.
That's how I feel.
I don't call a lot, but I don't like being the dude that calls a lot. I've seen people who call a lot and women go, God, what? I don't do that because they go, you never call.
I'm not a reacher. This is so dumb, but I say I'm not a reacher outer.
You just wait for somebody to reach out to you.
Yeah.
Well, I think men should reach out to women just in general.
That's how I feel. I want to be pursued.
Back,
I don't want to be the pursuer.
You know how I am? If I feel like
you're
calling somebody, I just do. I don't think that hard about it. Like
if you like somebody, you call them when you want to. There's nothing wrong with that. I believe a man should call a woman first in general.
I think so.
That's
too.
What I think.
Well,
but you need to like be okay with him calling your ass. Make it like.
You set the standard, right?
I mean, because you get people give you the numbers and they're being silly, not even answering back. And I go, why? And I'll say, why would you give me the number? I don't need your number. There's this thing where people think they need. I don't need your shit. I'm doing it because I'm like, well, you looking all right. What's up? Call back. I don't care what. Just call back. Be courtesy.
Have you ever, since you like being left alone, can you stay in bed and like have sex all day and do that? Or are you like one and
then? It depends on who it is. Yeah. It can happen. Remember, it depends on who it is. Mm-hmm. Some people just have it where you're like, there's something about this person. Doing it all
day.
But then I'm single. You're single, right?
No.
You know, I'm single. Are you single?
Yes.
I don't like saying that I'm single because I don't like humans. So I just want to be by myself all the time.
Stephanie, are you single? Yes or no?
I'm with God. So no, I'm not alone.
I'm single. I'm single, so I don't, you know.
But I'm single. I live alone. I pay my own bills.
But
I'm
what's
not
good
married.
Is I just like my peace of mind is amazing. God damn, it's nice to just wake up with nothing on your mind.
That's but, what hey, I'd what do I say too.
So? I'm not saying that I may change one day, but I like my
it's,
peace
and,
of
and
mind.
And it's a little scary. When
I like traveling when the fuck I want. I like not answering to anybody. I kind of like
that's
that.
That's a great life.
I like when my phone is buzzing like a motherfucker and no one's like, why is it birthday?
It's really peaceful when you're not worried about somebody.
Right.
It's nice. And I have close girlfriends, that are like girlfriends to me because they take care of me and all this other stuff, but they mind their business and I don't mind their business. Even one of my ex-girlfriends, she's a good friend of mine, which is great.
Yeah,
like we're better friends than we were.
Right.
You know, she's like family to me, like for real. That's my, if I, in case of emergency, the person's number you put, that's a real friend.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I go, oh, that's, I'm hurt because I know
I'm
all
right. Do you think if you got in a relationship, you guys could still maintain that close friendship?
If you
got in a relationship with somebody else.
Yeah, I would tell them. I'd be like, nah, this is my homie right here. It's platonic. I'm not going to bullshit. First of all, I never understand people who get in a relationship and then just not talk to their friends anymore. That's corny shit. Because it's bound to fuck up and you're going to be back. Mm-hmm. So stop.
Right.
You know what I mean? So stop. Because for somebody to make you do that, there's something wrong with them.
Yeah. Clearly.
They should be able to like, keep your friends.
Right.
Have friends. Have another part of your life. Come to the relationship full circle, not half a circle.
But it could be intimidating if you're like, that's your ex, right?
And nah,
that you're
still but it depends on how you act.
Especially if you just start dating somebody.
Nah, man. Listen, this is what it is.
We grown.
If you're grown, if you have a new person and you're sitting up there going, you see your ex going, yo, what's up, girl? Man, it's my homie right here. No. But if you're like, no, and you guys be friends with your ex and she understands that. Have a conversation, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It has to be open communication going, your ex doesn't give a, this is my friend. We're friends. And you show it through your actions. It's
exactly.
All simple shit.
Yeah.
But if you sit up there sneaking calls with your ex and that shit, there's some bullshit.
You gotta set the standard.
Yeah, but if you're saying, no, that's family. I don't even, we don't even, I don't.
And your ex, that's your bestie, have to
that's
understand
my bestie.
That.
I'm not getting rid of her.
But she has to have a level of respect because sometimes that'd be the problem. Like,
they'll be calling at 1 in the morning.
She's so used to being now your friend and not just your ex that now you got a new girl
and
in the picture.
She'll help you out if you need something. Has to be that exchange. It has to be.
Right.
Yeah. Or it's going to be trouble, plain and simple. Yeah. You know, nobody wants.
I know we have to get out of the studio.
Oh, yeah. This was fun as
hell. We've had a good time talking to you.
This wasn't that bad. You said you were ready to talk through. Yeah.
How was Wildin' Out though, the new season?
Wildin' Out was dope. Season 18, you know, did like 13, 14 episodes. Then I wrote and consulted on it. Shout out to Nick Cannon. Nice. Always got me. We wrote on his daytime talk show. He's always got me doing stuff. He's like, yo, Godfrey, I got something else. Come over here. I'm like, yeah, but season 18, he's been renewed for 19 and 20 in Atlanta again. So I don't know. Yeah, but it's great. It was great. He works, man, that dude works. Whew.
You work hard too.
I do too. Yeah. But he has way more shit than me, but still. You know, he has a lot of shit. But no, shout out to him and just watching his work ethic. The way he gets down is amazing. And all his kids, you got to keep working. He's trying to leave a legacy though. I get what he's doing. He's like, I'm leaving a legacy. Right. Everybody knows my deal. I want to hear that shit. And if he can pay for him and he's with his children, he takes care of his kids. I'm not mad at that.
That matters.
Don't matter about the number. Are you there for them?
Exactly.
About the number.
Shout out to you and in Godfrey We Trust. Make sure you guys.
My podcast in Godfrey We Trust, which you'll be on today.
Yes, I would definitely be on there. And thanks for being real. When we first met and everything, and then you came and did the Breakfast Club, and then I didn't know some people be intimidated to do lip service, but you really came through.
Oh, I said, what you going to tell me? He's like, are you ready for we don't want to talk about eating that and all that.
Listen, this is just us greasing you up. Next
time. Right, there's a part two.
Oh, so it's like anal. You got to kind of grease it up, get it ready. Put the finger,
next time
we're going
to slide in there nice and easy.
Next time it's
going
to be fisting you this time. We're gonna ram you with the I'm ready
Speaking
next time.
We got a slide situation over here that hadn't got mentioned in today's episode.
I want to come back for part two. Okay, yeah, we'll save that. So this was like the lightweight shit. That's cool.
This is
right.
Yeah, this is like the butt plug getting it ready.
You know what? Okay.
Wow.
You know what I don't like though? I'm not gonna lie. When I see women masturbating and porn, they get the butt plug and go, could you get that out the way?
What the fuck is that? Don't like the little diamond?
I hate when they flex their booty holes. They're like, what are you gonna do? What is that? Flexing your butthole. Ew.
I've never seen that.
You ever seen webcams?
And they wink flex their booty holes?
Yeah, they just like let it.
Anthony, why are you nodding your head yes?
I'm like, ew. It's so dumb. They go like this. They open their buttholes and start flexing their sphincter. I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Doo-doo falls out.
What about girls' buttholes are wide because they take it too much?
What? Yeah. What?
Their booty hole is wide because they get it in there.
Oh, that's disgusting. Yeah, I think that's nasty. They'll have a whole cavity.
Yeah. Have you ever been hitting a girl from the back and seen that open up wide? Like, wide?
Like a mouth just.
They probably
like
know.
Little Shop of Horrors mouth. You get that ass real well. Little Shop of Horrors. No, I would fucking run. I'm not even a big, I'm not an anal guy. I don't like that shit.
They probably don't get no constipation. Like,
right, they just sit there like, no feeling. Shit's just coming out like this.
I don't know if they're rapping.
Let's wrap it up with fingers. Right. Let's wrap it up. Mm-hmm. Rim shots.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Godfrey. We appreciate you.
Follow me on Instagram, Comedian Godfrey. Do that.
Yes. Models only.
No. Regular fine women, too. They work regular jobs and don't have dreams. Let me get that.